TFW.
NO4HX.
Hope your day's going well.
It's going great. How about you?
Subdivision, so far it's going good. It's still a little early to tell.
Definitely opportunity for it to go either way.
In plan.
Well, Gary and I were going to work on my antenna Saturday, but looks like it's going to be raining, so that's probably not going to happen.
Due to it.
Put the rotator from the top to the bottom to get some of the weight off the pole, and then I was going to move my 2-meter beam from vertical to horizontal so I could do 2-meter single sideband.
But the rotator at the bottom, that just makes it a lot better if you ever had to work on it anyway, right?
That was the plan. Just trying to improve what's there, not really change a whole lot. Just to make it where I could take it up and down by myself. I didn't have to have help.
Over antenna.
After that. You know what you got planned for the weekend?
Sunday was grandson's birthday, so we didn't get to have a party because we were coming back from the beach. And then, so this Saturday, I got to run to Anderson and pick him up, bring him up here for a party, and then take him back.
Like a good weekend?
But the car appears to be in that lift mode.
Wish I could help you more, but without hooking a computer to it, really couldn't tell you anything.
To bring me a reader. He said it hooks up underneath, right up underneath the steering column.
Yeah, there should be a 16-pin DLC connector there.
Maybe that'll tell me something.
The code's out of it and the model year. I might be able to help you some with that.
It'd just be some kind of sensor, right?
That's why I say there's 100 different things it could be, and without knowing more specifics on it, there's no way of telling you.
I'm doing the good old days when it just had one or two wires.
One of these newfangled creature comforts and supposedly more reliability, and in some ways, there is, but in a lot of ways, there's not, too.
If it broke down the side of the road, you can find enough stuff in the bushes to get it running again.
I have to say, they're not broke down on the side of the road as much as they used to be. So that's why I say there are improvements, but there's also drawbacks to it. I think we went too far with the computer-controlled stuff, made it unreliable.
That computer-controlled stuff isn't reliable when the temperature changes all the time and as rough as the roads are.
But we've overcomplicated it, and that's the main issue. They forgot about the KISS method.
Engineers, they don't know anything.
I won't blame it all on them. I'll blame it on the general public, too, because they want all these fancy little doodads and trinkets and lights that twinkle and seats that vibrate and heat and cool their butts. And, you know, they don't want to have to do anything for themselves, you know. Dim their lights or turn their lights on or turn their wipers on. You know, their minds are mush.
Days when a heater was an option.
I don't want to go back that far, but mid-2000s, early to mid-2000s were kind of where vehicles were kind of hit their peak.
Everyone in a bad spot. For TFW, I'm back.
For HKX, I'm still here. Hope this isn't the finished coat on 290.
Good, not by my house.
far yet. Got anything going on at work today?
I know of it, unless the president or whatever, you know, gave him some kind of orders or something.
It's just a quiet, peaceful day for you then.
Where's the EFO?
Andrew, KO4HKX.
Good morning, Andrew. KN4TFW.
Gentlemen, I think my radio wasn't working right or something. I turned it on. It's quiet on the 285, and I flipped over here, and it's quiet. I'm like, man, I don't know what's going on.
Just not a talkative bunch this morning, I guess.
Hey, I think. It was supposed to rain this weekend.
When I looked, it was.
But the chances aren't real, real high, and I don't think it's going to be a washout.
Rain all weekend, and steady rain, just chances of it now. Yeah, I figured.
My starting project outside, it'll start raining.
They do it, right?
Or I don't have time, but I need to get it done.
To wash the tool truck. If it starts raining, I may come down and do it. That way I ain't got to carry a water bucket or anything, just to brush. Self-rinsing.
Inside of the lease car, you got to keep it clean. If it gets too dirty, they can fine you for it.
Them drive-through car washes out at the plant.
I have one across from the entrance of the plant. Kind of when you came out, you had to turn left. And I thought that thing was going to do great. And they ended up going out of business after a few years. And I thought that was kind of weird because people are all the time having to wash their cars. But I don't know. Maybe people just didn't take the time to do it in between. I don't know. But it didn't make it.
Really, really expensive to maintain and purchase. So that's why a lot of those automatic ones don't last.
Well, everywhere, especially the new kind where you go through and it cleans and then you have the vacuum area and all that, and they kind of supply you with stuff. You know, we've got two of those now in Bowling Spring. But I think the only one we got near the plant now that I know of off the top of my head is the one at Spinks. But still, I don't know. For whatever reason, that other one went under, and you'd think you'd have more business at BMW.
It's a newer one right there on Wade Hampton by my house and that. And you know, they soap it all up and they wash it down with brushes and that. The guys do before it, they send it through the car wash. And, man, it sucks.
And you got three of them right here next to your house that are new?
It's on the same side as the Lowe's right there at the light, just down the light from the IHOP.
Tidal wave,
that's
the one I just went by.
Can you do a better job? Truck, and then those things just beat up the mirrors.
They won't let me go
get to the truck either. Usually that back rower don't close right, something, and the old tailgate or back end of whatever is not even clean.
Better off like that, one, it used to be Canopy Car Wash down there in Wade Hampton by the Tellers, but I don't remember what it is now. But where's got all the people at the end that, you know, work on it?
HKX. There used to be one of those just down on 14 there, or what is it? Directly across from up. The QT, if you go straight through that intersection there, like you're going down to 14. There used to be one down there on the left that did that, Ken.
There by the Italian restaurant. Is it not open anymore?
I don't get down that way much, so I don't know if I hadn't been down there in months. I don't know if it's still open or not.
It was down through there, it was open.
Car washes are a big business down here. The ones up around the house, not so much.
Do they they've got, you remember the just the brush and the pressure washer? And spit out the foam and everything. Now you've got all the fancy ones with the all the vacuums outside. I mean, they're nice. I don't mind going to them because the nice thing is they got cleaning supplies and the vacuum works good, but I don't know. I tend to just bust out a bucket and a rag and take the shop back out front.
And if I need a pressure washer, I've got one at the house.
In my truck, it only gets bad when it rains.
But it just gets filthy just sitting there in the yard. I'm not sure what the problem is.
I'm with Andrew. My truck and Excursion only get a bath when it rains, and it's probably the trees. And I'm fighting that with the tool truck where I'm parking at. There's a lot of trees, and man, the top of it just turns black almost instantly.
It does, but there's not really any trees even remotely close. I mean, the closest tree's 30 feet.
Toxins in the air, I guess.
Black, so I don't have to worry about that.
It's black, and so is my pickup truck. But living on a dirt road, they're kind of a metallic black.
The gravel roads, and then start turning white.
Good morning, gentlemen. KF4MUF.
Jody, I was just wondering where you been. I hadn't heard you much this week. KF4HKX.
KF4KFW.
KF4CN.
KF4NXY, David.
To the group, gentlemen. It's David, Andrew, Ken, Patrick. Sound like the Waltons. Good morning to you.
Having a good week?
Week has been pretty good. Putting in some 48-inch pipes. We're past the big parts, and now it's just backfill before we start getting this rain. But yes, sir. I hope same for all y'all.
Had a bad day yesterday morning. Came out of the locker room building and walked down the sidewalk to make a right-hand turn to go up the stairs. And by the time I got to that intersection, there was a skunk. He was mostly white, and he blended in with the rocks and everything. And man, by the time I noticed him, I was 3 feet from him.
Bad day.
Bad week or month.
He never even acknowledged me. You know, I finally got past him and that and watched him, and he never even acknowledged that I was there, but he was huge, and he was mostly white, very little black on him.
Used to being around people.
You know, you usually smell him there at the plant once or twice a month, and that, but I mean, he must not have sprayed anything, because he didn't smell at all.
Too many natural predators around here, so they're probably not scared of a whole lot.
Probably runs everything off, that's for sure.
Each time it was flanking me in the woods, I was walking in and it was dark. I kept hearing something walking beside me. I'd stop, turn my flashlight off, I'd hear it. And I'd start walking again. I'd hear it again. I mean, it just the whole time started freaking me out after a while, like something was following me in. And finally, I stopped and just turned my flashlight off till I heard it, and it eventually walked in front of me. If I'd have kept walking, I'd have run straight into it.
Coming through the woods while I was sitting in the tree stand, I watched him walk on by and tried not to make any noise and startle that thing.
Off of my exit, I'm going to get this antenna off the top of the car. Y'all be safe out there today. Hopefully you have a good day, and we'll holler at you in the morning. KO4CF. Y'all have a good one. 7-3.
Have a great day, KO4HKX.
7-3, Andrew. Have a good one. KN4TFW.
Andrew, enjoy your day. KO4MUF.
Yeah, Andrew. KF4NXY.
How are you doing this morning, sir?
Well, Mr. J, at the house, don't know if you remember, I got a couple of buildings in the backyard and kind of got a fella building me a lean-to off of one of them to put the old Ford truck under.
I do remember them little outbuildings, but yeah, that's cool, man.
It just, that way I'll have everything, you know, under some shelter in case a hailstorm or something comes up. You know, won't be getting damaged here at the house.
That's a good thing to be.
Been seeing a lot of deer out this way, so you know, when it gets a little closer into deer season, let me know when you want to come out and check things out.
Sure, oh, I ain't forgot you, and I definitely will. You know, still like to go do lunch with you and your wife, and we'll get out there. Just been a little bit wrapped up with some things right now.
What you mean, well, when you get my age, I spend most of my week, seems like negotiating, times to go see this doctor or that doctor or another doctor. It's, mostly doctor appointments, but other than that, my schedule's usually pretty open.
Yes, sir. And, like I said, we'll definitely be getting up with you.
Have a good morning, and I'll let you, you know, get on in to getting your work day started, and stay dry out there. I think today's going to be okay. Might have a few scattered showers this afternoon, but I think I've been watching on the news about the hurricane. It's definitely dumped a lot of water around New Orleans, and the weather lady says we might get some of that rain too. So have a good day. I'll catch you a little later. KF4NXY.
What she's saying, we could definitely need it up here at my place, man. We're bone dry right now. But anyway, David, enjoy your day. Good speaking with you this morning. You take care of yourself, and we'll catch you out here again. KF4MUF. I'll see you later.
David, good to hear you this morning. And I hope you have a great day, and hope that lean-to goes good to keep the truck safe. KF4HKX.
7-3, David. Have a good one. KN4TMW.
Good morning, KF4NXY.
Got on the agenda this weekend?
It's just my 2-day weekend, so we'll probably just tinkering around the house, do some little things like that. Just you know, just doing them weekend things.
Same here. I'm like to run up to Biltmore Friday, tomorrow. Pick up a UPS freight shipment. I hate going up there dealing with them. It's just not very good to deal with.
Like a lot of fun.
But I got to get it done so I can get this bump box sold. Get it out of my hair. Up at the house, looks like it's about a 70% chance of rain tomorrow and most of the way through next week.
Well, they've taken it from 3 to 6 inches at my place and knocked it down to 1 to 3 inches, so don't look so much to be as bad as it is unless that little low develops underneath us and comes up.
Well, like you say, we need the rain though, so I ain't complaining about it at all, because it has been dry.
We're dealing with that 48-inch pipe. This being dry has been a blessing. This dirt that we're using, the way that I dug out and put back in, it's just so dry, it's just dusty. So it makes it so nice when you're backfilling and compacting.
After that, if I can catch a break between rain showers, I'll probably go out there with the tractor and scrape blade on the driveway. That way I can get it all worked up. Spray a little bit more when it's a little softer.
It does.
Jody, you gonna try to go down to Stone Mountain again this year?
Yes, sir. When is that coming up?
The first weekend in November. It's either the first or second weekend.
It's likely we'll ride down there and go check out Stone Mountain again.
I've got it down in my calendar for the first weekend, the second and third. So far, out of all the ones I've been to, that's probably the one I like the best.
Well, Shelby was kind of a disappointment this year, being there on Friday. I don't know about Saturday, but being there on Friday was kind of a... thought it'd be a little bit more, but apparently not. So hopefully Stone Mountain will be a little better.
That, I hate we missed you on Friday. I didn't see you at all. Me and Gary and Leon were there on Friday, and then Leon and me and his son went back Saturday.
Did that too. Saturday, was it a little bit more busy?
There was probably, I won't say twice as much there, but close there, compared to Friday.
So next time we go, just kind of go on a Saturday for this long of a trip, you know, just make sure you got everything there.
Because that's, what, two and a half hours for y'all? So, from my house, it's about an hour and a half to get to Shelby. I'm being Charlotte in just a little over 2 hours.
We went up through the woods. You know, I say the woods. We didn't jump on any interstates. We just kind of went the back way, taking our time. This helps out, too, with her, especially. She loves to ride. You know, she don't like interstates.
Ken, you're going to have to come with us one year.
One time when things slow down, it's the first week in November, I'd just be getting back from Kentucky.
Time that way you can let Susan clean everything up and it's all done when you get back.
Trip.
That's what I'm saying. She can clean all the camper out while you're down there.
Camper to Kentucky. That's going to be too rough on the truck.
Can't miss what you're saying, Patrick.
Have to come with us, one of them. Have to get you out of the house.
Run up to Hendersonville here next week or so. That guy brought me a couple of radios. I got to go up there and pick up.
Something I can meet him one afternoon and bring it down to you, save you a trip.
Camping right beside of him up there at the resort. And I'm able to go up there and have dinner with him.
But. You're talking about the guy you met this summer camping up there in the campground.
Pilot.
Got you a 2-meter radio where you can get on in the house.
2-meter radios. I'll have to send you a picture of them, but I think they're like some of the first ones that Ken would come out with. Pretty vintage. But I've made it in the parking lot, so I'm going to say 7-3, and you guys have a awesome, safe day, and I'll catch you guys later. KN4 TFW.
Freaking, yeah, I need to get going too. Get everything opened up. Jody, you have a great day. Hopefully, it's a productive day and safe. And good to hear y'all this morning. KO4 H kicks, and I'll be clear on your final 7-3.
Mr. Patrick, both of you, it was always good chatting with you gentlemen. Good to hear y'all. Y'all have the same thing. Productive and a good, safe day. Be careful out there with the weather moving in. And I'll talk to y'all down the log. KF4MUF 73.